Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners.
We got Bible college students,
and now,
a young
here's
single
Andrew.
Girl, Carrie Nordquist, that went to Russia. A very attractive young girl gave up everything in the States to go to minister to these people 100 miles north of the Arctic Circle. Went over there. How are you ever going to succeed? She was 21 when she went over there. She found her American husband there in Russia. She would have missed him if she'd have stayed here in the States. And they are just the greatest couple. We were just with them, and they are doing an awesome job, and she knows that she's where she's supposed to be. She's helping people. I was just so impressed with the Bible school. People's lives are being changed. Her life is making a difference. Her life is counting. She knows that she's in the center of God's will. Leland Shores, I'm going to have him on my television program starting on Monday. And Leland Shores was the curator of art at the Dallas Art Museum, making lots of money. Very influential, very successful, and God told him to sell everything and go to school. And he had so spiritually, he was so destitute that what he was going to do was go to a Catholic monastery. He didn't have that great of a relationship with God. He just knew. He was born again, but he just knew that God was calling him to separate himself totally unto God. And so he was going to go to a Catholic monastery. But his mother was a partner of ours. And she says, I think you ought to go check out Caris Bible College. So he came to Caris Bible College and he saw what we were doing and he saw that it was successful. And he'd been in the business world and he said, man, why should I reinvent the wheel? This is working. So he just decided, he went through school, worked for us for a year. Now he's in Uganda. He found his wife in Uganda. We met with the president and the first lady, and Leland was telling her, says, this is where God has called me to be. I'll die. I'll live and die in Uganda. This is my life. And he is so happy and so content. And he's suffering hardships that most Americans would dislike. Here's a guy who was real wealthy and had a lot of things going for him. And he's loving being out there in the bush and putting up with all of the hardships that he's put up with, because that's where God called him to be. I'm telling you, there are many of you that are striving for happiness and joy and peace, and you're never going to find it until you do what God called you to do. You were created by God. You did not evolve. You were designed for a purpose, and you got to find that purpose. You can't fulfill God's will accidentally, so you got to do it. Amen. Now again, you may be en route. You may not have the exact goal figured out, but you know that God is moving you. You've got a purpose. You've got dreams you're headed towards. You haven't arrived, but you've left. I'm not asking you to respond. I'm asking those of you who honestly do not know with certainty that you're doing what God called you to do, and you need to know that. And if you're willing to humble yourself, I'd like to ask you just to stand right where you are. And we're going to pray a prayer and dedicate ourselves to finding out what God's will for your life is. If that's you, and if you don't know for certain that you're doing what God called you to do, I want you to stand right now. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And we're going to pray. And I believe that God is going to start moving in your life in a supernatural way. Like I said last night, nobody's going to bootleg this prayer. You got to stand to get this prayer. You can't sit down and say, well, I think I'll just receive it. No, do something. Coming to grips and saying, you know what? I don't know for certain that I'm doing exactly what God called me to do. Just admitting that is a major step. It means you're willing to make yourself vulnerable. You're willing to say, maybe there is something different. If that's you, you need to at least stand. That's not a lot. I'm just asking you to stand and to say, maybe you are doing what God called you to do, but you need to know for sure. You don't need to be supposing. This is too important to just hope that it's working. You need to know. I'm going to pray this won't work if you're seated. You got to stand. Anybody else want to stand and receive this? I know some of you are thinking, well, this is short notice. This is a big decision. Maybe I ought to think about it. If I leave you on your own, you know what? You'll go back to being just like you were. If you feel a tugging at your heart, if you feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, if you have a desire to stand, say, I really want to just know for sure, you ought to be standing. You ought to stand up. You ought to make yourself. This isn't going to hurt a single person. This won't hurt any of you. It won't set you back spiritually. It'll do nothing but help you. You got nothing but good to reap from this. Anybody? Praise God. Father, I thank you for all these people. Thank you, Father, and I believe just like we were teaching today, that like Moses and Isaiah and Paul and Jeremiah, that you created us all with a purpose, that you knew us, you possessed us in our mother's womb. You knew all of our parts before they were even formed. You know everything about us. You created us with a purpose. Father, we live at this time for a purpose. Father, there's people, things that you've called us to do. And all of these people who are standing are saying that they don't know for certain that they are fulfilling that purpose. And so, Father, we just humble ourselves right now. And we ask you to reveal yourself. We want to operate in that scripture in Ephesians 5:17 and not be unwise any longer, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Father, we want to know your will. Father, and we take all limitations off. We aren't going to put you within confines and say, as long as it's in this country, as long as it's making this much money, as long as it's doing what I want to do. Father, we just remove the limits. We ask you to reveal yourself. We give you the freedom, Father, to touch any part of our lives, to do anything, whatever you say, wherever you lead. Father, we want to know your will. And I'm praying for every one of these that's standing, that, Father, today is going to be the beginning of a revelation that comes to them of what your will for them is. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you that January the 2nd, 2009, their life is going to transform. That theirs are going to change. That things are going to start happening. People are going to come across their path. You're going to bring things back to their remembrance. They're going to see things clearly. We just thank you for revelation coming and your will being revealed unto them. And Father, I thank you that as people walk this out and continue this with you, that Father, it's going to change not only their lives, but the lives of people around them. And ultimately, our entire world, Father, could be changed by these people right here who are making this decision to just seek you until they know that they are in the center of your will. Father, I thank you for that. And I believe that you are speaking to them and revealing that to them. So we agree and we receive it and we thank you by faith. Father, we believe that if a 12-year-old boy could do that, that you can certainly do that to every person here. We thank you that you are going to reveal yourself unto every one of us and that we are going to not be unwise but understanding the will of the Lord for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we agree. Right now, the Lord is speaking to some of you already. And there's things that you're doing, decisions that you're in the process of making, and you know in your heart that they're wrong. You know in your heart it's not what God wants you to do. The very first step is just start obeying right now. Why is he going to show you step number 10 if you won't obey this first step? There's some of you that you are about to make a decision, and you know in your heart that it's not pleasing to God. It's not what he would want you to do. Then don't do it. And you think, but I've already got plans. Don't do it. Regardless of what it costs you, don't do it. Regardless of who it upsets, don't do it. Whether or not anybody understands it or not, don't do it. And some of you are already getting revelation. You may not like it, but don't do it. Father, we agree and we receive. And I thank you, Father, that you are going to start speaking and revealing yourself to every person in here. We agree and receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. This is a process. I could spend another hour or two. I'm going to let you go. But this is a process, and I'm going to continue to talk about this. We're going to talk about other things that will help you throughout this weekend. But it's a process. If you don't have full revelation right now, it's because you couldn't stand it. You know, if God was to reveal the end result to you right now and let you see exactly what He's wanting you to do right now, it would have one of two effects on you. Some of you, it would so overwhelm you. It'd be so big. It'd be so far beyond where you are spiritually right now that you couldn't handle it. You'd rebuke it. You'd say, God, I can't do that. You'd run in fear the other direction. That'd be like God showing me 20-something years ago that I have to have $1.5 million a month. I forget what that amounts to, but like $2,000 an hour, 24 hours a day. If He would have shown me that back when I was getting $1,500 a year for my salary, it would have overwhelmed me. I'd have said, God, I can't do it. I had to run. So maybe He won't show you the whole thing because it would just overwhelm you. Or another reaction, some of you could become so impatient that if God was to show you everything He has planned for your life right now, you couldn't abide the preparation period of time and the transition and things. He'll just show you things little bit at a time, little by little. And you have to be obedient to follow those steps. But I can promise you that if you really meant that prayer that we prayed, God wants to reveal Himself to you more than you want Him to reveal Himself. So it'll come to pass. You just keep seeking the Lord. You be patient. And as God shows you a step, if He shows you, you know, I'm not saying this for a selfish purpose, but if you've ever had a desire to go to Bible school and you don't know exactly, but you just know for sure that if you had all restrictions removed, that might be your first step. Some of you need to take that step. You need to just start doing whatever it is that God has put in your heart. And if you will start following those steps, God will reveal Himself to you. Amen. Your life will change. If you aren't born again and if you aren't baptized in the Holy Spirit, I can guarantee you those two.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK148 titled What You Don't Know Limits God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.